Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We have Reverend Green on the line with us here. He says he is from a cannabis sacramental church called the First Native American Church of the Holy Sacrament out in Palm Springs. I suspect he is a listener to KGX out there, one of our affiliates in Palm Springs, where we are actually heard 6 days a week. So I want to bring Reverend Green back on the line here. Now, Reverend Green was making a point right toward the end of the last segment there in the first hour, and you looked like you had something that you wanted to say in regards to it, and I just wanted to make sure that you had a chance to do that. It's an interesting conversation that you were bringing up, Reverend Green, and I wanted to make sure we had time to get into it. I just want to briefly recap just for our listeners, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so feel free to correct me here, Reverend, if I get this wrong. But you were talking about the kind of the enlightenment that can come from the use of psychedelics. And, of course, cannabis is considered a mild psychedelic, but also others like psychedelic mushrooms, or LSD, for instance, DMT, perhaps.
DMT, if you're a connoisseur, yeah. Oh, yes.
And you and I, nobody, we've got some experience between the two of us, you probably more so than I quite a bit, but we've both used some of these substances over time. So we have had personal experience with this, as I'm sure you have, Reverend. And you were talking about, Reverend, how you believe that this can help people unify themselves, and that in the future that people will need to be unified. And there was another word that you used, and I forget what that other word was.
Equality. The idea of true communism. That's where socialism comes from. We need that. And I just want to say, first of all, again, the name is the Reverend Bud Green, if they want to Google me and see a bunch of
Bud
stuff
Green.
On me. But,
okay, yeah, because I tried searching for your church name, and it didn't come up.
No, that's why everybody knows I'm under Reverend Bud Green. The church name just started. We didn't do the land grab. Like, so there's over 50 of them in California that are basically fronts for dispensaries. So we're really the only true one that's out there. We're just getting started on that angle. But I've been doing it for 40
I'm sorry.
Years
I thought you
anyway.
Said you'd been doing it since the 1980s. I apologize.
I have, but just under the name Reverend Bud Green. Now that we have the brick and mortar
but
church,
the church
under that name.
Is yeah. new. Okay, got it. So, yeah. Nobody, your response to the idea of unity in the future and so
well,
on.
The issue that I have whenever somebody says unity, it concerns me. And the reason that it concerns me is even being in a large room, it's very difficult to reach unanimity within that room.
Even in a small room like this one.
Get yourself more than
10
people.
The three of us will get into heated arguments, and we agree on a whole lot of stuff. So what always scares me when people say unity is I always wonder what happens to the dissenters.
Well, I think he's... Were you suggesting that we, mandate psychedelics for everybody?
Yeah, basically, because it's religion.
Oh
it's true
wow.
religion. And it's the origin of every religion out there. One thing I want to say, too, is I want to commend you guys for being a voice of sanity on the radios. It's just amazing with all the right-wing hate speech.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
there.
That. Yeah. But did you really just say you wanted to mandate psychedelic use?
Yeah, because of the factor that it's, again, knowledge of God. And it's
did you say no or yes?
God.
I'm sorry. I'm not clear on what you just said there.
Yes.
Yes, you would like to mandate it. So even to people who aren't ready for it, people who do not want to take psychedelics.
The whole difference is that it should be used in a certain set and setting, as Timothy Leary used to say. So
one of those set and settings. Hold on. One of the set and settings is that you have to be ready for it, that you have to want it.
Well, that's the point. I mean, when I say mandate, obviously you're still going to have to want to do it. But again,
that's a totally different story then. Mandate usually means you do it or else. That's mandate is.
I should clarify that. The point is that people should want to do it. But the point is that also, everybody uses it haphazardly. I got into it because of party, and I'm sure most people try
not everybody.
For like a kick or whatever.
Yeah, not
but
everybody.
It gives you such knowledge that if you look back through the history of people who use these psychedelics, they always come to one conclusion. They get the Jesus complex. They want to try to save the world. From John Lennon to Joe Strummer from The Clash and people like that. The point
we
is
never
that it
got...
shows you that... it shows you that things can be changed if people want to. You
that's
know,
absolutely
do
true. That's true. Things can be changed. But you never got to answer the question because Chris actually interrupted you. Your question, nobody, was what happens to the dissenter in this purported unity concept that you're talking about?
And that's a good question, because I think as you become more knowledgeable, there always going to be dissent on how things can be done better, but it won't be the dissent where you get the right-wing nutball anymore. That, I think, will go away, because the more...
But what happened to the right-wing nutball? Because, you know, there are definitely people out there who are going to say, well, my religion tells me that LSD is a bad thing, and I'm not going to take it, and if you try to make me take it, you're going to have to kill me. That I'm not that guy, obviously, but that guy's out there somewhere. So the question is there a place that he can be?
Look at what's fascinating about organized religion. Look who's become a very left-wing voice lately in organized religion, the Pope, advocating against capitalism and for more equality and unity as well. So I think even the mainstream religions are coming into this idea as well.
Yeah, I saw the comment on, somebody said on Facebook today, well, he answered something with, well, is the Pope Catholic? And my response was, I'm not really sure on that anymore.
See, look, you kind of dodged the question there. You just sort of believe that those people are going to evolve out of society, and I don't know if there's any real evidence for that despite your optimism, but regardless,
Hold on. It's alien culture. Obviously, these aliens that are out there in the universe are much more.
Well, that's a whole other story. We can get into that if you want to. But
when they look
Reverend Green,
ideas that they're much advanced. Yeah,
okay, hold on, Reverend Green. You're sitting on this show with two people, and I don't know about you, Chris. I don't think have you had psychedelic experiences?
No, okay. I haven't come there.
So two out of the three people in this room have had those experiences. So we're naturally inclined to appreciate where you're coming from, I think. But on the other hand, I am the kind of person who may dissent simply for the sake of being the dissenter. So in the event that, you know, even if things are going in the direction you think they are and that everybody's coming to this idea of unity, which I can't ever see that happening the way humans tend to be, but I might just say, well, I don't want to go along with it because I just don't want to. And then what are you going to do?
Yeah, what's the point? I mean, obviously freedom of choice. I mean, I would never take away that. But the point is, like, in the end, people always want to go to where the group is if the group is doing something that's. But again, the group is, the group is doing something terrible. But the point is, the group is doing something good, and you're definitely going to attract people to join into the whole thing. That was Timothy Leary's slogan. You know the song "Come Together" by the Beatles. That was Leary's slogan when he ran against Governor Reagan in 1970. Come together, join the party. So the idea is, we need to come together.
It is better to come together. I'll give you that. Go ahead, nobody.
Yeah, I mean the issue is there's always one of the personality types that exists out there is contrarian, and the mark of a contrarian is whatever everybody else is doing, he doesn't want to do it because everybody else
is doing it.
And so that's one of the things that I think makes large-scale unity very difficult. Although I do think that small-scale unity can exist. So I also just, in the interest of full disclosure, I've also got a church called the Church of the Invisible Hand. My papal name is Pope Indigent. Basically what we believe is that, like the first tenet of our religion is not everybody is going to believe this, and not everybody has to, because there has to be room for diversity in the world.
There's no other way it can be. I mean, just looking at the differences between the three people sitting here in the room and the things that we've disagreed on over time, once you get a group to 30 people, you start having schisms and fractures. I mean, I'm not saying that, you don't have a nice vision, Reverend Green, and if you are saying, as you did insert there briefly, that freedom of choice would be available, then that's okay with me, right? Like, if you want to have a movement, if you want to have a group of people that have come to some sort of what they consider to be unity, and they've got a society together, cool. As long as people are free to opt out, I'm okay with that. And I want to say thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to call in again anytime, please feel free. It was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, great talking to you, bro.
Definitely appreciate it. Good luck with the new church, and let us know how that comes along, because it's very interesting when people go that route to actually have a physical location where people can use cannabis on a sacramental basis. I'm very interested in hearing about how that goes. Thanks, Reverend.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations for this and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're kind of darknet-focused here tonight. We started out with a story about a guy who's been indicted for so-called money laundering for running a Bitcoin mixer service called Helix. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Also coming up, Chris, you and I both had a story about another dark web guy who has been brought up on charges for running a hosting website on the dark net. So we'll talk about that coming
Lord.
Up. Yeah, it's bad news. And this guy who was running Helix, arguably, running a Bitcoin mixer shouldn't be a criminal act. You're just providing a service to people who would like to obscure their transactions.
It's so ridiculous, considering
providing
that we...
privacy is not illegal, but providing a means to secretly commit a crime is.
It's just so ridiculous that, you know, we're going to be so caught up with Bitcoin mixing when we already have better solutions out there.
Like Monero.
Yeah, it just seems to be, like, the stupidest thing to do. I mean, what are you trying to encourage people to use? Something that's even less traceable?
Well, to be fair, the guy did start the website in 2014.
That's true, but they're prosecuting him now. I mean,
that's
seems
government.
Like,
and shut it down in 2017.
Okay. Yeah. But at this point, there's no point in prosecuting him. It's just a stupid thing that there's not going to...
They've
got to
send
achieve?
A message, just like they prosecuted Ross Ulbricht.
They're sending the message to move to Monero.
well,
that's...
Yes, that's true.
That defeats their whole objective. It undermines their whole objective here.
Well, they're not smart about that sort of thing, you know. They just want to show how tough they are. Listen to these quotes. Here's one for you. For those who seek to use darknet-based cryptocurrency tumblers, these charges should serve as a reminder that law enforcement, through its partnerships and collaboration, will uncover illegal activity and charge those responsible for unlawful acts. That's according to U.S. Attorney Timothy J. Shea of D.C.
I don't know. Like I
think he's going to be one of the last to Unity.
I really wonder sometimes how people get caught when the cops are so dumb.
Well, but that's the thing. They're not all dumb, okay? They've got some pretty smart people working in their IT departments, doing research and...
The other thing is copy that was written by a smart man for an audience that he considers stupid can be indistinguishable from a copy that's written by a stupid man.
Right. Not every cop is, you know, some dingleberry. I mean, some of them are pretty intelligent.
I don't know, man. I'm blown away at the stuff that comes out of government. It's just
this is what they do. They want to they want to do their tough talk. They want to let you know they're in charge and you must obey. That's what this is all about. It's about every time they do these darknet takedowns.
Have to. There's already been a solution to this problem for years now, and it's already been adopted by the dark web.
Well, unfortunately, is what people need to get to wake up sometimes.
And I don't know how much you've done on the dark web, but it's not that
prevalent on
the dark web. I've found more places that I couldn't spend Monero than I found that I could.
Yeah, Bitcoin is still the king on the darknet, believe it or not.
I don't disagree with you guys on that. I would agree with you on that. But I still think it's you know, where it matters, generally speaking, it is being used, right? Like, I don't know.
Well, it is being used, but it's not number one. So what people need, Chris, is a kick in the butt.
You need anonymity. You need pseudo-anonymity and Bitcoin to some degree and control. And Bitcoin to some degree already provides that. So I kind of understand that perspective, right? Like, I understand why it's not number one.
Well, the reason why it's not number one is because it was there first.
Right.
Okay, so it's got the network effect. It's got a bunch of installed user base.
Right. Sometimes anonymity doesn't matter. Ease of use does.
That's a factor.
That's true, but sometimes anonymity does matter.
And I agree. And
what's
going to
happen
a lot of places where it does matter.
I think, is that law enforcement is going to come in and it's going to bust people who are using Bitcoin for things that they should have used Monero for.
Right, and it's going to push people towards Monero, which is going to undermine the very objectives, I think, that the police are attempting to achieve.
But the police always, always operate in a reactive mode. They're not long-term strategizers. They consider themselves law enforcement, so they're like firefighters. They're like, well, this is what's going on right now, and we've got to put a stop to it. Mm-hmm. They're not worried about what the guy's going to do next.
Yeah, they're always two steps behind. I don't know.
All right, and they didn't see the darknet coming at all. They didn't see the Silk Road coming. They had no idea that was going to happen, and it changed everything.
They target they target people who are weak, you know, effectively, and
sure.
predators
always take down the slowest members of the herd.
Predator is a very good word, I think, to describe them.
Or bullies.
Bullies
are going to pick on the little guys.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not like there's not solutions already, and there are certainly plenty of darknet sites that have not been shut down, have clearly not been caught. Running them.
Wait a minute. There are not plenty of darknet sites that have lasted this whole time. I mean, there are always new ones coming up. Some of them get shut down by the police. Others are doing what they call exit scams, where they will run as a site for 6 months or a year and then just disappear overnight and take with them millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency.
A darknet market is always a very temporary thing.
Yeah, they don't last for more than 2 or 3
years. You don't
want
to store your Bitcoin on the market.
There's all sorts of darknet websites that are more than just... all right, darknet markets are just one aspect of the dark web,
yes,
right?
That's right.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make. There's a lot of other targets out there that the FBI clearly is not capable of hitting every single one of them. But every time they hit some of these darknet sites, I don't want to say markets, but darknet sites, there's always lots of others that they don't get because they don't have this total control that they want to project.
But it's like being a janitor. You're never going to get all the dirt. But that's not your intent. You want to work 40 hours and get paid for it and go home. And if you get a sufficient amount of dirt during that 40 hours, they're going
to
keep paying you.
Right, and this goes back to them being the FBI and the government being basically predators on the weak in order to induce fear in the masses.
Don Fort, chief IRS criminal investigation, said, quote, "The brazenness with which Helix operated should be the most appalling aspect of this operation to everyday citizens." See, that's who they're talking to. "There are bad actors, and then there are criminals who facilitate hundreds of other crimes. The sole purpose of Harmon's operation was to conceal criminal transactions from law enforcement on the darknet, and because of our growing expertise in this area, he could not make good on that promise. Working in tandem with other sites, he sought to be the go-to money launderer on the darknet, but our investigators once again played the role of criminal disruptors, unraveling the interlinked web from one tentacle to another.
Okay.
We thank the Belizean authorities and other law enforcement agencies for their assistance on this case."
So they get one guy out of thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people who are using, these mixer services. Sure.
But if you want to call out the mixer.
But there's a plenty of people willing to run mixers. I mean, it doesn't do a damn thing as far as actually...
I suspect there are other mixers out there. Yeah.
But the other thing that they may have gotten is if that mixer was keeping any logs, they've got those. If the search engine was keeping any logs, they've got those. They've got the entire database of the search engine potentially, which may lead to more...
It's probably highly out of date at this point because the sites are all gone, probably.
There's more users than they can even go after, even if they had logs.
They're not going after
else.
The users.
I know they're
855,
not.
They don't have enough time. No. 855, 450, free like freedom. So if you're just a user, you're probably pretty safe. There's more coming.
All right.
"And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic."
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
"Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is looking into the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Barr asked a U.S. attorney in Missouri to look into Flynn's FBI interview. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe will not be facing charges. The Department of Justice announced it would not pursue the case of lying to investigators against a man who authorized a 2016 Russia investigation. Former Department of Justice official James Trustee tells Fox News there seems to be a bit of a double standard.
Not everything in life that's wrong ends up with a criminal prosecution, and it's really kind of fascinating to have a guy that was at the center of all of these decisions by Comey to have false statement prosecutions if you're connected with Trump, but to not have false statement prosecutions if you're connected with Hillary Clinton.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about darknet targets, darknet markets being targeted by the federal gang. In this case, not the market actually targeted, but a sort of ancillary operation. They're alleging that a site called Helix, which was a Bitcoin mixing site, had teamed up with Alphabay. Now, the owner of Helix, or the alleged owner of Helix, his family is saying that he was not teamed up with Alphabay. So I don't know what evidence they're going to be presenting to make that claim, but we do know they did take down Alphabay in 2017, so they may have a database of messages that were being sent to and from administrators on that site.
Or they might have the cooperation
of the operator,
people who were operating it, or employees even, maybe not the main guy, but maybe some guy.
Yep. So we can talk about all that here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. The next generation of wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in their mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet ballot launches. Because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. So back to the indictment here in the case of Ohio's Larry Harmon, who's been arrested for running Helix, and also a site called Grams, which was a darknet search engine website. Now, had he just been running Grams by itself, I don't think that they would be able to allege that he was committing a criminal act, because it's ultimately that was just a search engine that indexed and allowed people to search darknet websites, which inherently the looking at a darknet site is not a crime, thankfully, in the United States. It's not a crime to go and look at a darknet site. It's just freedom of speech.
I would argue that it's not a crime, but I don't think the FBI would agree with you.
What would they be charging people with?
I don't know, but
well, certainly it's not a crime to look at Wikipedia over the darknet, which they do have a darknet connection.
I suspect they would still argue a conspiracy of some kind.
Well, no, I mean specifically darknet market sites, not just any.
Oh, okay.
A conspiracy to access or further a crime.
I don't think so, because watching somebody commit a crime isn't a crime.
I agree with you guys that I don't agree with that. But I think that's what they might argue, something along those lines.
Well, they can bring me up on the charges, because I've admitted to going on these sites and looking around on more than one occasion. So they have not done that to me, and that doesn't mean they wouldn't do it.
Of course, we're journalists.
Unlikely, so yeah, that's true.
We should be able to look at just about anything we want.
And so should anyone. You don't have to be a journalist to be able to do research on the way these sites work. And also, again, just because it's a darknet site doesn't mean that everything there is illegal. You can go on darknet sites and you can order shipping materials. You can order books. I remember seeing Taryn Lupo's books being sold on, I forget which site it was, one of the darknet.
So one of the things I should point out, though, is there's a difference, and I think the FBI would argue this, that there's a difference between promoting something that's mostly illegal and going on a site and using it for illegal activity.
Oh, there's absolutely a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And reading a site is not the same thing as promoting illegal activity. It's just going to a thing.
I think but what I'm trying to say is I think that they're probably not going to come after you for visiting a darknet website, but I think that they would go after like a news source that took money for advertising a darknet website.
Well, they have done that. They took engine down.
It wasn't a search engine, it was a news site.
Yeah, that's right.
I forget.
I know what you're talking about.
I forget, but it basically was a news site that covered darknet
sites.
Yeah, it wasn't dark.fail. It was a different
dark.fail is still online now. But yeah, I know which one you're talking about, too. It's not coming to my head. It was like DN Markets or something like that.
Can't recall. But
they had different darknet markets.
I remember covering it.
I absolutely read that, read stories from them all the time, because they were getting pretty big and significant, and they had good stories.
Right,
it was like they was hitting Slashdot.
And they had ratings of all the darknet sites, and they had, most importantly, they had the referral links as well, which is one of the ways that they were making money off of people going to the darknet.
But that's also what got them in trouble, because they were getting kickbacks allegedly the referral links.
That's the point of this.
So that tied them into a conspiracy.
But even then, it would have been interesting to see how that case went, and I don't know if they
pled
guilty.
I don't think it's gone any further. Like, there's probably still going to be a case, I think, but it just hasn't been prosecuted yet.
Because things take years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was not that long ago.
Even though that they would know that there are some things that are illegal on the site, they wouldn't know what their users are necessarily buying, so there may be an argument there, but it would be a tough one to make in front of a jury.
I think it's going to be a tough argument.
Especially if they've seen the ad for what's being... I mean, if somebody clicked on a specific ad that's selling, say, LSD,
My understanding, if I recall correctly, I think they were advertising just the darknet website, not what was on the website.
Right.
So,
it was just a link. It wasn't advertising.
It's like less day, much less.
It's like advertising eBay. eBay has illegal stuff on it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's endorsed by the company that's taking the ad revenue for advertising eBay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more here from the indictment itself against Mr. Harmon. They say that at the time of the seizure, they're talking about Alpha Bay here, which was the biggest darknet site allegedly at that time. They say that it was offering a platform for customers to purchase a variety of illegal drugs, guns, and other illegal goods. In or about November of 2016, the Alpha Bay website recommended to its customers that they use a Bitcoin Tumblr service to, quote, erase any trace of their coins coming from Alpha Bay, unquote, and provided an embedded link to the Tor website for Grams/Helix at the relevant times, including in or about November November of 2016, both Alpha Bay and Graham's Helix were accessible via computers in the District of Columbia. So, again, just because Alpha Bay recommends Helix doesn't mean that Helix paid for that recommendation.
Right.
They could have just recommended them based on that they were the best option.
But since they've busted Alpha Bay, again, they may be privy to communications that are not published in the indictment. They're not going to lay out the evidence until discovery.
Oh, correct. Yeah, for sure, because they don't want to give they don't want to give the defense any kind of opportunity to defend themselves. They're going to wait until the very last moment, the day before trial, and then all of a sudden, magically, they're going to find whatever it is they need that was missing from the discovery or whatever, and then it's going to be like, oh, this is the damning evidence we're going to use against you.
And they don't want 100,000 people out there trying to think of outs for this guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. According to the indictment, Helix charged 2.5% for their mixing services. They say a FBI agent transferred from the District of Columbia, transferred Bitcoin from an Alpha Bay wallet to Helix. Helix then exchanged the Bitcoin for an equivalent amount of Bitcoin, less a 2.5% fee. And then they allege that Helix did deal with at least 354,468 bitcoins, which is a lot of bitcoins in that 3-year time frame. So at 0.25, that is, he netted a healthy 8,800 bitcoins.
Holy moly.
From his efforts.
So
there.
That's 88 million, that's $880 million.
Right, you mean in today's value? Yeah, $88,600,000+.
Good, you know, Lord, that's almost
me.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Billion with a B dollars. That's a lot of money.
You know what frustrates me about this? These types of all of these darknet markets that are making all this money, they never give the money to charitable causes to solve the whole anti-government, whole freedom problem. Effectively, it's like with the billions of dollars that have run through the darknet market, just a handful of these major sites have contributed to a defense force in New Hampshire and the migration movement and everything else, we could solve these problems.
ANCAPs don't play nice like that. We've got blind spots where there are things that we recognize that you could do voluntarily and cooperatively, but most of us aren't inclined to actually do those things. And we've all run into that frustration.
And the crazy thing, though, is that most of the time, it's most of the money is it ends up being just sitting there, never getting spent anyway. Like, it doesn't get used.
Sure.
It's like they spend a little bit, but not enough to matter. And then it's like, why? Why did you even bother charging people?
All right, we got more coming up here. 855, 453. By the way, it was 88.6 million, not 880 million. But it's still a lot of
money. It's still a lot of money. Okay,
yeah.
So it's not a billion.
In 3 years.
Regardless.
So you can bring up what you want, take control of the airwaves, and you can weigh in on this or whatever is on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want, take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And then nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Hey, want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It is a great cryptocurrency wallet. It is the one that I use in real life more than any other. And it allows you to easily buy, sell, to trade, to exchange cryptocurrencies, various different cryptos, like, of course, the classic Bitcoin, BTC. You want to get some Monero? Looking for a Monero wallet? Edge Wallet does Monero, and they also have some other cryptos like Bitcoin Cash and Dash and Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Stellar, Ripple, and others. Go to edge.app to learn more about the technology behind Edge and how you can use Edge to secure your freedom. It's available for iOS and Android devices, so just go and download it from your Android or Google or Apple App Store, and or go to their website, edge.app, edge.app. So we've been talking about this guy, poor guy, Larry Harmon. He just wanted to run a Bitcoin mixing website. Unfortunately, he seemed to have allegedly teamed it up with a second website that he had, which was Grams, which was the key darknet search engine that allowed people to, specifically darknet market search engines. It would not search the rest of the darknet, so it only indexed darknet marketplaces. So you could go and you could search for whatever you might have been looking for, and it would show you results from multiple darknet sites. Very, very handy. Very useful tool. And apparently he was allegedly advertising his Bitcoin mixing service on that site and suggesting that people could use it to avoid detection by law enforcement, and that's what they're bringing him up on charges for. He was just busted apparently earlier this week, so this case is still developing. Hopefully we will get updates on it over time. If you hear something about this case and you want to clue us in, because we don't always find out, right? Like, we kind of rely on you guys, our listeners, to let us know about this stuff. Feel free to weigh in. I don't think, well, If indeed he was advertising it as they say that he was, it's going to be real hard to avoid getting found guilty of money laundering in this case.
I would agree. I don't think he's going to – I don't know that he's going to be able to skirt these charges, but he'll probably end up pleading guilty to something, and that's my
guess.
You
never know, because a good lawyer knows the law, but a great lawyer knows the judge.
This is very true, but unless you can afford a great lawyer, I suspect that may not be the, taking it to trial may not be the best approach.
Hopefully this guy was putting some money somewhere when he was rolling in $86 million sufficient to, throw $1 million at a lawyer.
Oh, by the way, there's a little bit more bad news here in the indictment, or not in the indictment, but in the press release about the indictment. So they talk, we read some of the tough talk quotes from the cops and, how they're going to get you no matter where you are. They said special thanks to the Belizean police in this case. Why? Internationally, says the feds, the Belize Ministry of the Attorney General and the Belize National Police Department simultaneously executed a search warrant of a residence allegedly leased by Harmon in Belize as U.S. authorities executed their warrants in the United States. U.S. law enforcement agencies coordinated by U.S. Embassy Belmopan assisted in the Belize action. Quote, these actions underscore the vital importance of working closely with our law enforcement partners in Belize to make both of our countries more safe and secure, said a U.S. representative.
What did they say they recovered from the house?
Or
did they not say?
I don't know if that is in here.
Okay, well, the reason I missed that information is because it wasn't there. That's okay.
But they did. It's an important point, though, to point out here that even if... like, one of the critiques of Ross Ulbricht was, what was he doing in San Francisco? Well, Mr. Harmon had a house in Belize, and they still have the Belizean police raiding that house at the same time.
It makes me wonder if he knew McAfee, too, because wasn't Belize where McAfee was?
Yeah. I don't necessarily know that the country that you're in is the most important factor when operating a site like this. I think having good operational security is more important.
Well, obviously that's important, but the theory about Ross, or one of the big critiques was, well, if he was smart, he would have been outside of the United States, and I don't know if that would have saved him.
Yeah, I don't know either. I certainly...
Yeah, and you definitely don't want the bleeding KGB coming and getting you instead of the FBI, or the Chinese Security Service. You don't want to deal with them, and if you're in America, those guys aren't going to come after you directly, probably unless you really irritate them. Mm-hmm. But if you're somewhere if you're in Belize, maybe the Russians will just decide they want to come in and take you instead. And you don't want to be in a Russian prison.
Operational security is probably the most important factor. And so many people don't have technical people even don't have a basic understanding of this.
Yeah, and we don't know how much, when they say...
Geeks aren't known for their street wisdom.
Well, and what we don't know is the details about how his failed, right? So, or how much he even had in the first place. Because they allege in the indictment, Harmon said this and Harmon said that. Well, was Harmon saying it under a pseudonym and they somehow traced it back to him?
Right.
Or was he just on, Bitcoin talk, blabbing about his great service that he was offering?
I mean, one of the things that you don't want to do operating a tour site is talk, right? If you're
publicly,
talk. Period. Like whether it's on chat or Telegram or email, don't go talking about stuff that's related to your knowledge or skill set, because then they'll have a target. You have a target written on the back. The more you know, and the more you expose outside of or in if you're actually running the site Tor Onion site. Exposed to the people who are visiting that site, right? Because if you can connect...
Which include federal agents.
Right, if you include federal agents. If they can connect, certain skill sets that's a very limited skill set to people who are in the real world, as well as to the people who are running these Tor Onion sites, well, guess what?
They're whittling down the options.
Right. There's only so many people who have both, skill sets and are talking about it.
And you also have to consider, what kind of things did I say and do before I started this enterprise?
Yep, absolutely.
Because, the fact, they don't, when you made the decision doesn't come into it. Everything you said prior to that is fair game. And it's almost impossible to maintain OPSEC before you've started the operation because you don't know what you're protecting yet.
Absolutely. So if you want to weigh in, again, you're welcome to. That's that story. But we also have another dark web-related story, this one about a website hosting organization called Freedom Hosting. The story from technologyreview.com, Eric Marquez was found by the FBI by breaking the famed anonymity service Tor, but officials won't reveal if a vulnerability was used, according to the story here by Patrick Howell O'Neill. When the enterprising cybercriminal Eric Aon Marquez pleaded guilty in an American court this week, it was meant to bring closure to a seven-year-long international legal struggle centered on his dark web empire. In the end, it did anything but. Marquez faces up to 30 years in jail for running Freedom Hosting, which temporarily existed beyond the reach of the law and ended up being used to host drug markets, money laundering operations, hacking groups, and millions of images of child abuse. But there's still one question that police have yet to answer. How exactly were they able to catch him? Investigators were somehow able to break the layers of anonymity that Marquez had constructed, leading them to locate a crucial server in France. This discovery eventually led them to Marquez himself, who was arrested in Ireland in 2013. And remember, when the Silk Road went down, that was another question that was avoided being answered in the trial. There were never any discussion of how the federal government located the server that was running on the darknet that was the host for the Silk Road. The simplest answer
is that Tor was originally developed by the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there could well be deep back doors in it that are not easily understood by reading the source code.
I'm not convinced.
I'm not convinced that's the problem.
Has every line of code been rewritten?
I don't think that's the problem. I think the reason why is effectively that you already. All right. So one of the things that anybody who's ever set up a Tor in service knows is that the Tor project explicitly says this is the least secure thing that you can do. It's a thing that's to set up the site.
It's right, the onion site.
Right. So
you can use it more securely,
Tor,
but running the site
is what's called a low latency network. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, the objective is not perfect security. It's a compromise of security and ease of use. Right.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that is the weakest part is not actually Tor. It's actually the web browser. And the other thing is, these people, you have to understand, is if you don't have operational security that's set up and designed to thwart, right, you should be able to have a server that's completely compromised in every which way, and still Tor should be able to protect you. Mm. But people are not setting these servers up in a sane, operational security-wise manner.
Yeah. But you don't know their capabilities, so it's impossible to reliably secure.
Right.
All dark web markets will be temporary.
We got more coming up here, 855 450 free. You can join us. Free Talk Live.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.